It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
West Plains Zizzer football is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine in West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agent in West Plains, Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Baird Auto Group, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop in West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment in West Plains, J&J Recovery Toy in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, Simmons Bank, Iron Brand Realty in West Plains, Smith Excavating in West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Mountain Home, Harrison, West Plains, and Salem, Arkansas, Pete's Inn of West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, GTS Physical Therapy, The Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls in West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggan's Group in West Plains, your boosters, Safe Harbor Yoga and Wellness of West Plains, Monarch Realty in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Mr. Denton, West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agent Mark Guffey in West Plains, Ozark Awards of West Plains, and Silver Springs Storage Units, RV Park, and Commercial Rentals.
Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening and welcome to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar Plaster Stadium as the West Plains Zizzers getting ready to take on the Bolivar Liberators tonight in high school football action. This is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. The Zizzers come in with a record of 3-2 overall. They're 2-1 in the Ozark Mountain Conference. Bolivar comes in with an overall record of 2-3, and they are 1-1 in the Ozark Mountain Conference. We'll take a look at those conferences and district standings coming up, and we'll do a comparison of the ball game here. That's coming up for you as well. This you can throw everything out the window, though, folks, because when these two teams get together, let's just be honest, it's a rivalry, and it's going to be physical. It's going to be a dogfight, and tempers are probably going to flare. So this should be a very, very entertaining night tonight in high school football action. The Bolivar Liberators and the West Plains Zizzers. We have updates on the injured West Plains players from last week, and we'll also have another injured player this week. So Coach Kanagi is going to tell us all about that in our pregame interview that we've got for you. And also, we can tell you that the Zizzers have moved some folks around. And so you're probably going to see some new faces, see some new names, hear some new names. And it's all because of the injury situation with the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll check your forecast. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. And then we'll check out that interview with Coach Kanagi. You're listening to the pregame show, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our 6th Toyota. 5 of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
If you need to check your balance at midnight, activate your debit card on Sunday morning with Community First Banking's iTalk 24/7 telephone banking. Just pick up the phone anytime, anywhere. Check balances, manage your card, schedule payments, all with a simple call. Because they believe nothing should stand between you and your money, not even branch opening hours. Community First Banking Company, Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer is always here for you. Member FDIC.
Here's your Football Friday forecast, sponsored by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. And another beauty. It's clear sky and calm winds dominate kickoff temperatures this evening. Around 77 degrees, halftime about 72. And heading on home later tonight with clear sky, calm winds, temperatures are going to fall likely into the upper 60s, maybe 70 degrees. Should be a great evening for football. Enjoy the Thayer Bobcats and the West Plains Zizzers. It's all going to be excellent as we head on through the nighttime hours tonight. Meteorologist Ray Stidjik here at the Weather Channel.
We all make plans for the future. Like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Company survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
The perfect meal deal is a Pizza Inn of West Plains. Get their incredible $8 all-you-can-eat buffet Monday through Friday, all day long. Bring the family, have fun in the arcade, and enjoy freshly made pizzas, crisp salads, hearty pastas, and desserts. It's family fun and great value under one roof. Prefer to take it home? Try the new Pizza Inn app. Hot fresh pizza is just a tap away with easy ordering, real-time tracking, and exclusive app-only deals. Pizza Inn of West Plains, America's hometown pizza buffet. Your coach's pregame interview is brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. Great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can also enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
Well, once again, we're sitting down talking with the head Zizzer football coach, Brock Kanagy. And coach, went to Rogersville last Friday night, and a very exciting game. And the second half was different than the first half. And then we also had some injuries. So let's start out. What did you like about the ball game last Friday night with Rogersville?
So our kids got off the bus and they played hard. We just made some mental mistakes. But what I really did like, our kids were very resilient. They never batted an eye. They never dropped their head. They just kind of put their head down and went to work and kept trusting the system. And pretty soon, we started figuring some things out and clearing some mistakes up. Next thing you know, we're rolling.
Okay, now what did you not like about the ball game?
Well, I didn't like that we had some mental mistakes early. Defensively, we were a gap control team, and we were just leaving some gaps open. We just had some missed assignments, and wasn't actually a great big fix. Just a couple little tweaks, and next thing you know, we were fine.
Okay, now folks want to know, so let's go ahead and give them the update. Had a couple of injuries in the ball game last week, so fill us in on those.
So Dominic Hale, he was our first one that got injured. He had a dislocation on his knee. They got that, his knee off back right. I don't know exactly the proper terms, but got it all straightened up. actually before he left the field. He's, you know, he's been to the doctor and he's in good spirits and everything, and he's doing really well. And then late in the ball game, or later in the ball game, I should say, Aiden Judd was injured and ended up fracturing his leg. So he ended up having to have a little surgery there Saturday morning, and so he's doing well, but he's out for the season. So we hate to lose them. You know, I told our kids I would have rather lost that game as to have had anybody injured. I really would have. It just makes you sick to see these kids get hurt. You know, it's part of our sport and it does happen, but we just don't like to see it happen.
Now that's going to create some holes for you on both offense and defense, because both players played on both sides of the ball. What are we going to do now? I know it sounds cold and heartless, but the old saying, next man up, who's going to be filling in those shoes?
So we've got a we've got a multitude of players that are going to be stepping up and moving around. You know, that is the one great thing about this team is they're all willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. And since I took over, and you know, and this whole staff, you know, came in here and we started working this summer, we've prepared them for this situation. It's, you know, these kids can play multiple positions. They're not just locked in at one position. They can do multiple things. And so, you know, we've moved some people around and got some things done. Those guys were great players. They are great players. I shouldn't say they were. They are great players because they're both play again. But we had good players in the wings that are ready to step in. So, you know, we'll be fine. We'll just keep playing.
Now, the one injury that's really intriguing to everyone is that Aiden Judd with the fractured leg. Now, Aiden was the long snapper. He's your backup quarterback, linebacker. Aiden done just quite a few things. He wasn't just, on both sides of the ball, just one place. I mean, he could do quite a few things, especially that long snapper on the punts and the field goals and the extra points. Who's going to take that place?
So right now we've been trying three different guys. We had snappers. It's just a matter of who we feel comfortable with, you know, really come game time. They're all three capable. It's just a matter of really speed, on the punt, on our long snap, because we like that guy to snap it and be able to run down and cover the kick. So we've got a couple really good athletes that are, you know, trying to fill that spot. And then we've got another bigger kid to handle the snapping for our extra point and field goals, because it's a little more about accuracy, just to be honest. So we can afford to put a bigger guy there. He doesn't have to run down and cover. That's just the deal. Aiden was a very important piece. And Aiden's just he's a great athlete, and just kind of like you said, he was kind of the Ginsu knife, you know, in the drawer. He can do a little bit of everything. You know, he played safety for me. He played outside linebacker. He played some – at times it looks like he's on the line of scrimmage, because he is. He's playing defensive end. He plays tight end. He did a lot of everything. So it's not just going to be one guy filling his shoes. There's several.
Okay, now Aiden was your backup quarterback. Who's going to be behind Ethan Miller now?
Well, that is a great question, Rick. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. So Cale Combs will be our backup quarterback now. Cale has been in this system and is really flourishing. He's going to be a really good quarterback in the future, and So he'll be able to back up Ethan if anything was to go awry.
And then to top it off, last Monday night, you had another player get hurt. Tell us about that injury.
Yeah, we had a offensive lineman get rolled up on. It's kind of a freak deal. Another player was blocking a defensive lineman. Blocked him really well. The kid falls down and lands on the back of Gavin White. Landed on the back of his leg and ended up breaking his leg. So this morning he had surgery to set those bones and get it, everything set and stuff. So our prayers go out to Gavin. Great young man. He's just a sophomore, 6'3", 260 pounds. I mean, great young man. He's going to have a really good career here. So our prayers are with him.
Okay. Come back. Got the big win. And now we move on this week. We're in Bolivar at Southwest Baptist University Stadium and taking on the Bolivar Liberators. This is a conference game. It's also a district game. What do you expect out of that Bolivar offense?
Well, this is my third year here at West Plains. And one thing that I learned really quickly when I came here was this is a rival game. It just doesn't really seem to matter who's supposed to be up or who's supposed to be down. It just doesn't make any difference. It's going to be a dogfight. That's kind of how we're approaching it. They have a really good offensive line. They're really physical up front. They've got two or three really good backs that they'll play. Their quarterback is mobile. They're multiple. They'll be in spread set one play and they'll be in pro eye the next. So they really keep you honest and kind of keep you guessing. You've just got to be hard nosed and you've got to be willing to play for four quarters whenever you play them.
Okay, what about the Bolivar defense?
Bolivar defense, they've got some good linebackers as usual. Seems like that's a Bolivar staple. They've got one really good defensive lineman, and I don't have a problem saying that. He is very good. Their D-backs are fast. They're disciplined. That's the one thing that I've always admired about Bolivar is they're disciplined. They don't beat themselves. They do the right things at the right times. They're a very disciplined team. Coach Clardy has took over the program now. He was a head coach at SBU for a long time. And so they just really haven't dropped off.
Okay. Now, I can't let you go this week without asking you this because everybody was shocked Friday night. I know I was when I saw the final. What did you think about Parkview beating Branson?
That was surprising. I'll just be honest with you. Parkview's defensive coordinator is one of my old players. As soon as our game was over, my phone was ringing, and it was him. And he was congratulating me on our victory. I had no idea that they had won. Shortly after that, someone said that they had seen the score. And so I called him back and congratulated him on the big win. And Parkview is one of those teams that everybody knows that they have a bunch of athletes. They have really good athletes. And Coach Daniels is a good football coach. And he got them in good position and was able to really stifle, Branson and all those inside runs. They just took them away. It's good for them. Seems like every year, Parkview sneaks up on somebody and beats them when they're not supposed to. Last year it was Bolivar. This year it's Branson. They're just, they have a lot of good athletes, and whenever they click, they can beat anybody.
And they clicked on last Friday night because they held Branson to 13 points in that ball game.
Yeah.
Did you really think it'd be that low of a score that game?
No, I really didn't. I asked I asked Coach Daniels, I said, how many yards did you hold him to? And he said he held him to 195 total yards. And they passed three times, and one of them was they picked for, you know, pick six. So they really had him shut down.
Okay, now as we take a look at district standings, we're about halfway through now the regular season, and you're sitting in second place right behind Carl Junction. Is that where you thought you would be this time of year? Because Carl Junction, pretty good ball club. You still got a couple others to play. What are you thinking about the district right now?
You know, this is almost identical to the spot we were in last year, if you look back. A lot of how we fall is dictated by the schedule, you know. So by us slipping up and letting Branson, you know, beat us, that hurt a little bit. But, you know, game one, we got 0 points because we played Mountain Home and they're out of state. So we got 0 points for that. So it always comes down, seems like, to that very last game when we play Carl Junction to decide where we're going to, you know, where we're going to fall. We have to just keep doing the right things and just keep, you know, just keep playing one game at a time. And everything will take care of itself.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
Nope. I appreciate all the support. You know, our stands are full. We'll try to go out and give you another exciting game and hopefully come out on top and make everyone proud.
Well, let's make it an exciting game, you know, with us ahead by quite a few points, okay? Let's don't have any more of these kind that we've been having there. And it's hard on us old guys with the old tickers, you know?
Yeah. I'm one of those old guys. I would like to spread it out a lot sooner, but that just doesn't seem to be our style.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Coach, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Head Coach Brock Kanagi of the West Plains Zizzers. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Your pregame coaches interview brought to you by Pizza Inn of West Plains. They have the $8 all-you-can-eat buffet all day Monday through Friday. They also have a great new app for to-go ordering and exclusive offers. You can enter their SEC Championship sweepstakes for a shot at winning two tickets to the SEC Championship game and the ultimate Fansville experience. Pizza Inn of West Plains, located 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. We'll have more of your pregame show coming up on 100.9 The Train.
Herb Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Herb Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Tub booking is going on now through November 15th at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply. Do not miss your chance to save big on top quality tubs for your herd. All stock tubs qualify. ADM beef tubs, $80 off per ton. All other tubs, $50 off per ton. Book early to secure availability and lock in your savings at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply.
It's football season. Stay on top of your game with vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service tackles everything from oil changes to overhauls. Every routine oil change includes multi-point inspection, checking your battery, brakes, tires, and fluids, because your safety is the winning play. Don't punt on maintenance. Prevent costly breakdowns. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard, West Plains. Check out their tires at donsautoservice.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening once again. Welcome back to Blaster Stadium here in Bolivar. It's the West Plains Zizzers. The Bolivar Liberators getting ready to do action tonight. And by the way, this is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine pregame show. Both teams have come out to their respective sidelines, and we'll wait for them to get all lined up and walk out with their head coaches and the officials at midfield for the coin toss and the rules and all that kind of stuff. I guess I thought we were going to have to play by moonlight here a few moments ago, but the lights, finally somebody's turned the switch on. The lights are warming up. Hopefully by kickoff they'll be ready to be on full force here. We'll have to wait and see. It's homecoming tonight here at Bolivar. And also they're going to introduce the Hall of Fame elected players at halftime. The ball game tonight, like we told you earlier, West Plains 3-2 overall, and Bolivar is 2-3 overall. Bolivar is 1-2 at home. They're 1-1 on the road. The Zizzers are 1-2 at home and 2-0 on the road. Zizzers are averaging 38 points a game on offense. Bolivar averages 19.6 points a game on offense, and the Zizzers on defense give up 28.8 points per game. Bolivar gives up 24 points per game. In the Ozark Mountain Conference standing, Branson and Carl Junction are sitting tied in the number one, number two slot. West Plains comes in at number three. Bolivar then at number four. Marshfield is number five. Rogersville is number six, and Hillcrest is at number seven. And the more important, though, we take a look at those district standings. Carl Junction right now is just under 8 points ahead of the West Plains Zizzers, who are in second place with that big win over Rogersville last week. Rogersville is now in third place. The Zizzers are just a little over a point ahead of Rogersville. Then comes Monette, Marshfield, McDonald County, and Bolivar. So there's your district standings and the Ozark Mountain Conference standings. And let's go ahead and take a look and tell you that the Zizzers lost to Branson. Bolivar lost to Branson. Let's see. Rogersville. Bolivar will play them coming up on October the 24th. Zizzers defeated Rogersville. And Bolivar defeated Marshfield last week, 37-35. They beat Parkview 16-0. West Plains beat Parkview 28-12. And so that's kind of the matchup of the two ball clubs there. So, but like we said earlier, just throw it all out the window, because these two teams, I don't believe they like each other. They go after each other, and it doesn't matter what the sport is, folks. It could be golf. I mean, it doesn't matter. These two teams will go after each other. And so we expect to see some fireworks here tonight. And hopefully, though, everybody will keep it under control. We hopefully no more injuries. Coach Kennedy brought us up to date on the injuries. And those injuries are going to be noticeable here tonight in the ball game because, Dominic Hale, but more importantly, Aiden Judd, they are big players on the varsity on both sides of the football, offense and defense, and they're going to be missed. So the Zizzers are going to have to fill some big shoes, and Bolivar's got some injuries as well. But anyway, we'll have your kickoff coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And we'll come back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to the football on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond, or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating, dig in with the best.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains' proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at number 3 Medical Plaza.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Plaster Stadium in Bolivar as we're getting ready for the kickoff. And Bolivar Liberators won the toss. They deferred, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter. So the West Plains Zizzers will be on offense, first of all. And it'll be Wyatt Files to kick the ball away for Bolivar. For the Zizzers, standing back, it'll be Jackson Taylor and Wyatt Dew. They'll be standing back around the 10-yard line. And hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And let's get this thing underway. What do you say? High school football tonight. So... here we go. As they tee it up and everybody gets ready. It's homecoming here at Bolivar tonight. Plus, they're going to be inducting some Hall of the Bolivar Hall of Fame inductees in halftime. So it's a good kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. So the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And that's where Ethan Miller, the senior quarterback, will bring the offense out. And we'll see how they do. And I can already tell that Bolivar folks here right in front of the broadcast booth are standing. all right, here we go. So it's going to be Miller in the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield. Taylor's one of them. I believe Dew is the other one. Now they'll split out. We've got five receivers now. First and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 20. They'll throw it over, gets caught, that'll be due over there. He's going to pick up four out to the 24, going to bring up a second down and six for the Zizzers. Second and six, just underway. Zizzers with the football first here in the ball game. So here we go. Second and six from the Zizzer 24-yard line for the Zizzers. Miller is by himself now in the shotgun with five receivers. We'll see if they bring a back. Yep, now they bring Taylor to the backfield. Dew will switch sides. Now Taylor will come back up. We've got some five receivers. They'll throw it out, and they've got Taylor on the right side. Taylor cuts it up. He's close to a first down. I believe he's got it. And that is going to be an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers, their first one of the ball game. Just across the 30-yard line. So here we go, first and 10 for the Zizzers. This time Taylor will be in the backfield with Miller in the shotgun. Moore goes in motion. I'll hand it off to Taylor. Taylor is going to get swallowed up on the inside. Bolivar was waiting on him. And they're going to give him the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be second down and 10 for the Zizzers, as that defensive line for Bolivar was right there waiting on Jackson Taylor at the line of scrimmage. So here we go. Second and 10. Just over the 30-yard line, the Zizzers. Miller now, he's looking to throw, going to kick it out to Moore. Moore on the left side, and Moore is going to be close to a first down. He's out around the 40-yard line, and they're going to say, yes, he's the first down, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. That is their second one. And the ball is out at the Zizzer 41-yard line, first and 10. The Zizzers are moving the football here. Break the huddle. Taylor will be in the backfield once again with Miller in that shotgun. And now they're going to give it to Taylor. Taylor on the left side, and he's still going. He's still churning them legs, still going. And I believe he's going to get close to a first down. He's not going to have it. He's just across the 50, and it's going to bring up a second and one for the Zizzers. Jackson Taylor keeping those legs moving, and Bolivar had him stopped for about a 2-yard gain, and then he just kept them legs moving and got it all the way. And we've got a official timeout, as Dew is going to have to go to the sideline for something. Now he took it off and threw it to the coach, and now he comes back out. We're ready to go. Second down and one just across the 50-yard line for the Zizzers. Taylor, and we've got a flag, and they're not going to get the first down. So this one's probably going to go against the Zizzers here. And, yep, illegal procedure on the Zizzers. So that's going to set them back. So it's going to bring up now second down and about, looks like, five. Second and five for the Zizzers now, back at their own 46-yard line. So here we go. Second and five. Miller in the shotgun. Five receivers. Taylor now goes to the backfield. And they're going to try Taylor again right up the middle. And he's close to that first down, just across the 50. Going to be about a yard shy. Going to bring up third down and one. Third and one for the Zizzers, just across the 50-yard line into Bolivar territory. 8:30 and counting to go first quarter. No score. Third and one for the Zizzers. They'll give it to Taylor again. Taylor puts his head down, and he's got the first down. Folks, that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. And that'll move the chains. And more importantly, Zizzers keep time moving on that clock. They've got it all the way down to the Bolivar 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Zizzers. Taylor in the backfield. Miller in the shotgun. Dew goes into motion to the left side. Miller looking. He'll throw. He's got a receiver. That's going to be Moore, Jacob Moore. And Moore's going to get down to inside the 40, about the 39 and a half. Nope, they're going to say the 39-yard line. Going to bring up second down and two for the Zizzers. Second and two. Zizzers break the huddle. And Miller will be in the shotgun. Five receivers again. Now Taylor to the backfield. Second and two. And they're going to, let's see, Miller this time is going to roll. He's got a receiver. That's a first down for Moore. Moore is down to around the 36-yard line. And that's going to be another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. Their fourth one here in the ball game. And they continue to march the ball down the field. 7:09 to go here in the first half. And wait a minute. The officials are having a... There's no flag on the field or nothing, so I don't know what the officials are talking about here. But so we're waiting to see what's going on here. Should be a first and 10 for the Zizzers. They're marking the ball at the Bolivar 36-yard line. And officials still talking to Bolivar coach here on the sideline.